Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. I've got your Central Coast forecast right here for the weekend. Awesome weekend. Sunny skies today. High of 73. North-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Low around 50. North-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Sunday, mostly sunny. High of 74. North-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, the south winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west 5 to 15 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves less than 2 feet with a west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 9 seconds. And tonight, west winds 5 to 15 knots, decreasing to 5 knots after midnight. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet in the evening, then a west swell of 3 to 4 feet at 8 seconds. On Sunday, the west winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, and a west swell of 2 to 4 feet at 8 seconds. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, doesn't look like there's much to report. So if you got something out there that you see happening on the roads, give me a call, 475-1080, so I can let everyone else know what's going on. And for current temperatures, Salinas is at 60 degrees. In Watsonville, it's 59. Monterey's at 67. We're at 61 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. Official time is 10:06 and 51 seconds on this Saturday, May 29th, 2010. Up next, the Saturday special. Stay tuned, KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Nikki James.
Nikki.
Yes.
You know what we learned in radio school? Maybe you didn't learn it in radio school, but I did.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Tell me.
When there's no traffic to report, make up something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just they're the same. There's nothing to report.
Well, that's a good sign, though.
Yeah.
That means nobody is hurt. So I'd rather say there's nothing to report.
Okay. I'm not being critical. I'm just passing along one school of thought. and I know what you're saying, but you could say the traffic is just fabulous out there, and that's our report. Or something like that. All right. Should we start the program officially?
Yes.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
If I wasn't in such a hurry to get here because I got a late start, I would have been able to stop at the corner of 30th Avenue and Bromer Street and get some wonderful fresh fruit. It looked so delicious. My mouth was watering, but I felt terrible that I couldn't stop because I would have been late for the program, and that's a no-no. But anyhow, stay tuned, gang. We got a great couple of hours ahead of you, okay? Do stay tuned.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
May I ask you a personal question? Or two, do you like your dentist? Do you feel confident that your dentist knows what he or she is doing? Most of us would say yes, absolutely, to both questions. But there is another perspective to traditional dentistry. And being the alternative station we are, KSCO thought you would be interested in a discussion with a dentist who specializes in alternative dentistry. He is anti-amalgam, anti-fluoride, anti-root canal, and decidedly a strong advocate for detoxifying your mouth to detoxify your body, much to the dismay of many other dentists. Don't miss Dr. David Biles, yes, the Dr. Biles of Perspectives Radio fame, on the next KSCO special this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Things May Not Be As You Always Thought, and it's our duty to tell you this, radio, AM 1080 KSCO. Hear that static? It irritates the hell out of me. We have to clean the equipment here. All right, not supposed to say bad things about the equipment, so I won't. Welcome, David Biles. Who is your dentist?
Who is my dentist?
Do you like your dentist?
To be honest with you, Michael, it depends what I'm having done.
Oh.
And then I select the dentist based on what I'm having done.
So you have become quite the maverick dentist.
Not with intent, but
right.
but I think that that's probably the effect of it.
So, I mean, all of those things that I said you're anti in the promo, anti a root canal, anti-amalgam, anti-fluoride, you know, these are just things that most dentists, I mean, that defines dentists, those things, being pro those things, and you're against them. So, I mean, are you beginning to be, what do you call it, given the cold shoulder within your profession or anything like that?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, that's could be.
Old ordinary dentist in favor of all those things that you're against now at one point?
Was I an ordinary?
Yeah.
Was I? Yes.
What happened to you?
What happened to me? Good question. I started out like everybody else, I would say, in dental school, except I came into school with a very different background, and that's what influenced me ultimately. But I was like everybody else. I was putting in amalgam fillings. I was doing root canals. I was doing crowns. And very traditionally. Matter of fact, I thought because I was polishing my amalgams and only 2% of the profession, I was told, polished their amalgams, I thought I was working at the highest level doing amalgams. And all the while, I was actually poisoning myself. What happened was...
And your patients.
And my patients. And what happened was I became exposed to, the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, when I attended a class on fluoride, we were going to have the water... They were looking at the fluoride debate in Santa Cruz, and I went to a class on fluoride, 2.5-day class, that was the turning point for me.
Well, this must not have been a class put on by the American Dental Association because they love fluoride, and suddenly you don't love fluoride after you go to this class. Who put on the class?
Well, initially the class was sponsored by the UC San Diego Medical School, the Preventive Dental Health Association, and I believe the IAOMT.
And which is? What is that?
The International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology.
Okay.
It was... put together by David Kennedy, and he had brought together such people as Phyllis Mullenix, who had done the work on ADD and rats with fluoride, I can't recall his name, a veterinarian, just amazing panel of people. And I realized that when I started looking at the science I had been trained in before dentistry, that I'd been lied to. And one thing led to another. And I didn't believe what I read at first, even about amalgams. I had been reading stuff about mercury amalgams and had been told this in dental school, that biological dentists were evil people. And so I didn't run down this path. And even after I started to take...
Biological dentists?
What's a biological dentist? That's a good question. Within the dental profession, we have several specialties. We have oral surgery, radiology. We've got endodontics, which are root canals, periodontics, yada, yada, yada. And then we have just dentistry, general dentistry. There is no real recognized specialty of biological dentistry, although people that do much of what I do are often termed as biological dentists because we are reconnecting the effect of the mouth on the body.
Okay. For our purposes, alternative dentistry, is that the same as biological dentistry or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. There are distinctions between alternative is good enough. I would tell you, I do traditional dentistry. I mean, it's not like my dentistry is different in a way. It's just that I have a different philosophy of where and how it's used. So, I mean, you talk about your promo was about root canals, mercury, and this and that. When patients come to see me, I diagnose them on several levels. I diagnose them on the basis of these are what your needs would be to fix your teeth. Okay, if this all we're talking about is just fixing your teeth, this is what needs to be done. If you want to look at the possibility of improving your overall mouth and perhaps your health, then this is what can be done. I have patients that whenever someone comes to me and they've got a problem with a tooth, and let's say it's a tooth that would traditionally either need a root canal or extraction, I make the diagnosis and I give patients all the treatment options. I never omit the option of a root canal to a patient. I never omit the option of an implant.
But do you color their thinking with yours? With respect to, say...
Probably, though, that's not my intent. What I generally do is I give them both sides of the coin, and I show them, I demonstrate to them why I believe it's better not to. And then what I do is, if a patient decides they want a root canal, I send them to the best people I can find who do great root canals, and I support the patient in that decision. But what I do is I give the patient the option. What I find with many of my patients who have root canals is that they never were told that they had the option of an extraction. And so... You know,
wow, even without being told that, isn't that sort of understood?
Absolutely not. No.
There's always an option for an extraction.
Well, there is, but you have no idea how you speak to enough patients and you actually listen to them. You find that they were never given that option and they never considered it, you know.
But it's not just an extraction that's the option, because... When no one wants a gaping hole in their tooth, you know, they're much more likely to live with it if it's in the back of their mouth than in the front. But I had an abscess tooth a few years ago, and I was told that the tooth should be extracted, and I said, well, wait a minute, let's wait and see if it doesn't go away and doesn't heal itself. And it did.
Mm-hmm.
But it only lasted for another couple of years or something. Then it came back, and I just didn't want to deal with it anymore. So I went ahead with it, with the extraction.
Uh-huh.
You know? So...
Well, I can't tell you. A lot of patients come in, and they've never been given the extraction option. The only option they were given was, this tooth needs a root canal, post, and crown. And dentists have been committed to... a lot of dogma in terms of saving every tooth. I have to tell you, particularly, I hope there are dentists out there listening to this today, because I know your promo, it was really an excellent promo, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think it's attracted attention, but I want to tone it down a little bit, if I could. First off, this is not a position that I ran down to. Again, this is some place I came to reluctant.
You're not throwing bombs.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sort of a reluctant warrior here. The fact of the matter is, why I'm coming out and doing and talking about this now is I just can't stand to sit back and watch people be ill any longer when I believe their dentistry is contributing a lot to it. And I, like I said, I practice like pretty much everybody else, but I think the dentists have been misinformed by our own profession, and I think it needs to be corrected. And rather than getting into some long discussion about, well, this study says this study says that, I would invite my fellow dentists to take the journey that I did and begin to safely remove amalgams and root canals from people that they love and start asking them questions. How are you feeling? Are you better?
When you remove a root canal, you extract the tooth.
You
right?
extract the tooth.
That's it.
That's it.
You simply extract the tooth and the root canal comes out with it, right?
Well,
some other preparation.
It's not that simple. I mean, you know, I do a lot of surgery, and the fact is, when you're removing a root canal tooth, you know, you're basically removing, I give the analogy, you're taking eggshells out of concrete, because the tooth is brittle, the tooth has been hollowed out for the root canal, and it's dead.
A root canal is for the benefit of the people in our audience who don't know, and there probably aren't too many people who don't know, but
a root canal?
A root canal is...
Well, it technically, there's some misnomers here, there's some bad language here. Every tooth has a root canal. Teeth have several root canals. What it really is it's a shortened term for root canal therapy, okay? So when a tooth is dying or infected and it cannot heal, dentists will make an access opening through generally the top of the tooth. They'll go inside the tooth and remove all of the tissue inside the canals and the chamber of the tooth. And so they're removing blood vessels, they're removing nerves, this and that. And then after they clean it and reshape the canals of the tooth, they fill it with an inert material, or supposedly inert material, and the purpose of that is to keep the tooth from being reinfected. The problem is they're only filling the primary canals of the tooth. They're not filling the dentinal tubules that in a molar represent, and I've read several sources, it represents anywhere from 3 to 26 miles of tubules. And those tubules hold tons and tons of bacteria. So the real problem with the root canal tooth is that it's a dead piece of tissue in your head. And for those people in the audience that are familiar with Chinese medicine and meridians, I brought in a few visuals here for you and me, Michael, but there's a dental meridian chart here that the Chinese have created that links teeth with various organ systems. Now, I don't diagnose...
This is fascinating. It's not television. One of these days, we're going to have a webcam in here. And we could use the internet so that we could be essentially a television station.
I think that would be really cool on some level. But, well, I mean, what the Chinese discovered thousands of years ago is that all these teeth in your mouth are related to various organ systems. Now, I look at this
as... like acupuncture.
Well, yeah, it is acupuncture.
Uh-huh.
So what happens is you have teeth on these meridians, these energy meridians, and if the energy's disturbed, an organ will be disturbed. I've noted just... anecdotally, that five of my patients with breast cancer all have root canals on the breast meridian. Now, I don't know if that's coincidental or just whatever it is, but it is. And when I look at literature that's over 70 years old, there are case studies that show where patients who had breast cancer, root canals are removed, they get healthy. You know, and I don't want to be irresponsible about this, but I really believe that it's time we reevaluated the paradigm that we exist under today. It may very well be that the dental work within our mouths is contributing and in some cases causing the medical conditions that our physicians are cleaning up or attempting to clean up. I can't come to any other conclusion than that after I see patients come back to me time and time again who report to me of the healing that they're experiencing. It's just, you know, pretty much what it comes down to.
All right. So you're saying that there's a good chance that if you have root canals and if you have mercury amalgam fillings in your mouth, that you could be poisoning yourself and not even know it.
Absolutely.
And some people might know it because they have mysterious diseases or mysterious conditions that they can't explain.
Well, I think so, and I think a lot of people can't make that connection. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to make clear, to again, to the dentists that are listening to this, is that we really have been misled and misinformed, even by our own professional organization. And I didn't come here to bash that, but I would like to point out to both the patients and dentists listening to this that, again, back to audiovisual things, I'm holding in my hands now two patents dated April 19th, 1977, and March 14th, 1978. And they're patents that the American Dental Association has on dental amalgam. That's a conflict of interest. I can't see it any other way. When some people are telling us that amalgam is not healthy, and the American Dental Association is instructing its dentist that of course it's okay and it's unethical to take it out, and yet they're receiving royalties on patents.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's a huge
smells.
Problem.
It smells.
And it's, again, I think I'm asking the dentist, you know, this is not a popular position, you know, to come out and say, you know, what, amalgams are not working, root canals aren't good, and other things. But, you know, we dentists have been disconnected from the medical profession, and the medical profession have been disconnected from us. When I was trained at UCLA, what a great opportunity to educate dentists and physicians together. It didn't happen, you know. And so despite what most patients think, I would have to tell you there's very little communication between dentists and physicians.
Yeah, I didn't think there was myself.
Well, there's not.
Yeah.
And I would have to tell you that the level of respect between professions is probably not as ideal as we'd like to see it as patients.
Uh-huh.
And that has caused a disconnect between the two professions, and it manifests itself in the health of us.
Wow. That's heavy stuff.
I know.
Okay, so suppose I buy into your philosophy.
Okay.
Okay. Would I come to you and have you remove all my teeth that have root canal? I think there's three or four of them actually in my mouth. So would they be extracted?
Well,
and would you drill out all of the mercury amalgam fillings and replace it with something else? What is that something else?
Those are a lot of questions. Here's where I'd start.
All
first,
right.
First I would start is some sun level where we're at right now. I would have you come in for an examination. I'd be very thorough in that examination, and I begin to educate you about what we've discovered. My staff will tell you what they've seen. We've got testimonials, all those sorts of things. And then I would present a treatment plan to you that would give you options, okay? I mean, basically options.
And the treatment plan that you present obviously would be tailored to the individual. You'd have to take some x-rays first and
absolutely,
so forth, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm looking...
You can do a certain amount of this on a website with a PowerPoint presentation or a video or something, or a replay of this program on your website
you,
or something,
you
right?
You could. And I've talked for years about my website and a lot of it is I've held back because there's a certain amount of... I have to say, even professional fear about putting this out there. But it's just like I can't hang back anymore.
You can't be too fearful of that, or you wouldn't
not anymore.
You wouldn't be doing this program.
No, exactly. Well, you know, I've reached this total level of frustration because, again, patients are coming into me. I had a woman who came in on Monday that I'd been treating for 2.5-3 years. And, you know, you see these people, and you know that they're paying sometimes out of pocket for the treatment, but it's radical. They're having to make a quantum leap, too, because they're doing something they've never been taught. So there's a belief that you've got to overcome. Anyway, in the process of 3 years of treatment, she revealed to my staff that her daughter had to stay home from school and be homeschooled because she had to take care of her mother the whole time. Well, now the daughter's finishing her senior year in high school, able to go to school because the mother's leading a normal life. What did we do? Over a period of that time, we took out infected teeth, root canals, amalgams, decay, got her hygiene good. Monday, she told me she doesn't take any medication now. She's beyond the acid reflux she had, and she's living a normal life.
Now, presumably, a traditional dentist would have done everything that you just enumerated, sans removing the mercury amalgam fillings and the root canals.
They would have cleaned her teeth. They would have taken care of the decay. They would have left all of the amalgams that looked, quote, serviceable. They wouldn't have touched any of the root canals. Okay, so the problem with our traditional dentistry is we don't go far enough. And we don't recognize, here's another thing here too to think about. So you can't thwart the forces of nature. They exist on all levels. And so when you start putting in multiple metals in somebody's mouth with a conducting medium like saliva, and then you've got an element like mercury that's volatile at body temperature, volatile I mean that it outgasses, you know, at our body temperature, then you've got all these stressors on a system. I mean, here again, more props. You know, I talk about this at time, but this book I'm holding in front of you, Michael, is my master's thesis. I wrote this in dental school, and I finished it 6 months before dental school.
This book is as thick as the Santa Cruz phone book of 1973.
Thank you for the description. But, you know, the problem is here's the introduction. The human body may be viewed as a highly regulated system composed of many integrated subsystems. That's the way I was trained, is to look at the body as a system, an integrated system. And dentistry has disconnected the mouth from the system. And all I've been doing is doing ideal dentistry and watching the system behave. Now, when I say ideal dentistry, and you know, actually, don't forget, we're going to cover this email that came to you, too, because I'd like to respond to that.
Yeah, I was worried that I didn't want to ambush you, but I am going to read that.
So. Okay, but so give me a moment on that. So part of how I got to what I do is really a reflection of the training I got from two men that I worked for in graduate school. They trained me to be a scientist, and they expected perfection of what I did because we were doing work for NASA. We were doing work for the Highway Patrol, for the state fire departments. We were looking at human bodies and how they perform under various levels of stress. And so in a research environment like that where you're being funded by the government, you don't cut corners on stuff. When I got out of dental school, after having watched physicians train for years while I worked in the hospital, I knew I didn't know enough. So I went out and sought training with several dentists before I came to Santa Cruz. A couple of dentists I worked for were the Lakers dentists, and they were perfectionists themselves. They showed me that it was capable to do beautiful work. When I came here, I had a hard time finding laboratories that did beautiful work. And I realized I wasn't sophisticated enough either. So I went on this long journey, and I've aligned myself with people who have the same value systems I do, and they're all about being as perfect as possible. Now, you hear that all the time, but, you know, the proof is in the pudding. I take photographs of much of what I do, and, you know, the patients, things that we do look very natural because we're trying to emulate what teeth look like. And the more you take an approach like that, the more likely you're going to have great results. Now, one other prop I brought, and we won't spend any time on this, but the reason that so many things are getting healthy when I change the environment of the mouth is that there's one major cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, that travels to many, many organs. It travels to the lungs, the heart, the stomach, the colon, the small intestines, the ears, all those organs. And those organs are being affected by the mouth indirectly. Okay? So when you clean up the mouth, I've had patients come back to me and tell me, my heart arrhythmia is gone. My stomach isn't sour anymore. I'm not having digestion problems. I'm breathing better. Now, are all these people lying? I don't think so. So if nothing else, I'm inviting other dentists to join me on this journey. I don't want to be a loner out there, nor do my other colleagues who do what we do. We want to invite other dentists to break through this dogma, this indoctrination, this nonsense, and start getting people healthy. You know, I hear too often about patients going into an office and they feel like they're being sold on a procedure. All I try and sell people on is a healthy body and how to get there. And then the procedures are obvious. To be honest, Michael, there's so much dentistry to be done just in prevention and fixing up what's already been done. And somehow or another, you know, I'd like to see that happen. And I know it's expensive. It's expensive because there's probably no other person special profession that costs so much to educate as a dentist, you know, in college even. Northwestern Dental School eliminated the dental school of about 112 years because they did an examination of how much money they could make per square foot per student, and they discovered that they were losing their shirts with dentists, so they cut the dental school out, you know.
Well, if that's one school that has done that, there will probably be other schools that will do that too, and we might end up with a shortage of dentists.
Well, that's an interesting observation. Well, what happened was we have had a reduction in enrollments pretty much everywhere since when I was in school. And most recently, I believe there's actually two new dental schools that have come about because absolutely there's a shortage of dentists. And you would think that there just is. I mean, I graduated from UCLA in 1982. There were 22 million people in the state. What do we have now? 36, 38 million? And we've just now added one other dental school. And I don't know for sure, but I would bet the combined enrollment of all the dental schools is still less than when I graduated in 82. So there's already a shortage.
All right. Now, you say this is expensive. How expensive? I know it's like asking how much is a red dress, but on the...
Kids are graduating from dental school now with anywhere from $100,000 to $200,000 in debt. So how do you start a business with that kind of debt? And that's part of the problem. You know, we've been indoctrinated in school, and our education has been influenced by the dental supply companies, sure, the manufacturers, even our own lobbyists. It's so much better to train people to come out and mindlessly do one procedure after another, you know, root canal, amalgam, a crown, and you become a body and fender person.
Well, when you said
healer.
This, it's expensive. I know that dental school is expensive, like medical school. That wasn't what I thought you meant. I thought what you were referring to was the fact that it's expensive to detoxify yourself with your treatment. Maybe I misinterpreted it because I was going to try to pin you down on that a little bit.
On what it costs to detoxify someone?
Yeah,
it's individual. I've had
it could be as little as how much and as much as how much.
Well, if one patient calls in today, I took out two teeth and it's changed her life. Uh-huh. So, you know, two extractions, you know, $700,000 somewhere in there, couple uh-huh. of extractions, and it's changed her life.
Right.
So, you know, it I've had some patients, you know, I've had some patients that need $20,000, $30,000 worth of treatment. You know, a few years ago, and I have copies of this, a few years ago, Reader's Digest put out an article, and the title was How Honest Are Dentists? And the dental profession reacted to this very strongly because they were concerned about the image that dentists would have. And what happened was this reporter went to 30 dentists with his x-rays and said, here's my x-rays, examine me, tell me what I need. And the diagnosis he got was anywhere from you're okay to you need $30,000 worth of treatment. So you look at this and you go, well, how honest are dentists? And well, you know what the reality of it was? It wasn't about honesty. I would have to say, because I was called in by the dental profession, because at one time I was a leader within the California Dental Association and the local Monterey Bay Dental Society. Anyway, I was called in to take a look at this situation. I looked at the patient, and I had already had significant training in rebuilding somebody's mouth, which took 3 years to learn postgraduate, and probably $100,000 of expenses. So 3 years of that. I looked at this guy and I said, you know, the guy who said he needed $30,000 worth of treatment was the only one who properly diagnosed the man, because you cannot diagnose what you cannot see. And the problem is, not all dentists have the same training. Not all dentists see things the same way. And your dentist...
So there's no way to tell a person ahead of time what he or she is going to be in for, if they're going to detoxify or have you detoxify.
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, what can be done, I think, easily is, if I see a Panorex, which is an overview x-ray of somebody, I can give an overview and say, well, this is what you're probably going to need to have done. You're probably going to need to, if you want to get healthy and you want to follow this protocol, you're going to need these teeth out. You're going to need this filling changed. How old is this crown? Because crowns that were done, many crowns have old amalgam fillings under them,
Yeah. You
know? And, you know, if I were to work like my professors in exercise physiology, this is how I would treat somebody's mouth. Again, the examination, diagnosis, whatever. First, I would get their gums healthy and teach them how to take care of their teeth, because we don't want them to fall back into the place that got them to where they are right now anyway. Then, based on the health of the patient, I'd look at what's probably the most stress to their system, or what we need to sort of take out first in order to get the mouth in a position where it's healthy enough to rebuild, okay? So I'd begin replacing fillings, probably with composite, and I'd like, which is a plastic, and I'd get the composites done, and then we'd look at any crowns and evaluate the crowns for contour, for metals, that sort of thing. If we were going to replace everything, I put everything into composite or temporary crowns, let the patient heal for a while, have them tested for materials again and sensitivities and allergies, maybe some muscle testing, and then I would replace their dentistry with whatever is going to last for them and works within their budget, value system, what have you. I mean, if money didn't matter for any of us, This is where I would go. I would get all the amalgams out of a patient and put them in composites. I'd take out all the old crowns, leave the teeth, put them in temporary crowns, let them heal. I'd educate them about gold, because gold alloys, gold dental treatment seems to last longer than anything I've ever seen. If they're okay with the aesthetics of gold, I'd say do it in gold. You know, get your bite balance, get your jaw in the right place, and put the system back together.
I just love the gold in my mouth.
Well, the problem with
it
putting...
It makes me feel sort of rich.
Well, you know, the problem with putting gold in while you've got silver mercury amalgam fillings is that the gold attracts the mercury.
Oh.
So the mercury gets in the gold, and then once you get the mercury fillings out, you still have mercury in the gold. Now,
I have contaminated gold in my mouth, is what you're telling me.
Yes. Now, does that matter on a clinical level? I honestly don't know.
Hmm.
You know?
All right. I should let everybody know who you are, because we've been on the air for 34 minutes now, and this is Dr. David Biles, a dentist who practices alternative dentistry, as well as
traditional dentistry.
His office is on Frederick Street in Santa Cruz. And Dr. David Biles will be familiar to many KSCO listeners as the frequent host of Perspectives, which he has sponsored, co-sponsored for many, many years on KSCO. And today we're devoting a whole Saturday special to the topic of dentistry and alternative dentistry. We'd like to hear from you. We're going to open the phone lines in just a little bit. We already have one caller, but before we go there, I would like to read this email that was sent that I received yesterday through our brand new website, ksco.com. And let me read this. It says, this is from Gail. MZ, since I won't be able to call the Saturday special tomorrow, I have decided to write my comments on Dr. Biles. I saw him professionally a few years ago. I agree with him about amalgam and root canals. When I explained my problem to him in an office visit, he launched into a monologue about altering my bite and about a doctor out of state that he was going to send my measurements to and make an appliance, et cetera, et cetera. I tried to tell him that I had been under the care of a specialist in cranial and jaw correction for many years. Why would I trust him to work on my bite if he had to send measurements out of state instead of doing the work himself? Seemed like he had not studied this method for very long. Rather than contacting the specialist I had seen to learn what work was already done on my bite, he inferred that I had not gotten good treatment, that the bridge work that I had done in my mouth was shoddy work, and that unless I signed up for his long-term and expensive program, he had nothing to offer me. He collected a few hundred dollars from me and left me to decide that here is a man who is making himself to be a minor dental god. After all, he is only a man and does not have all the answers. I found him dogmatic and arrogant. Caveat emptor. Let the buyer and dental patient beware. I love KSCO. Nice of UMZ to give Dr. Biles a two-hour platform for advertising his practice. And that's signed, Gail. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, what do you have to say to that Dr. Biles, arrogant dude, you?
Let's break some of those things down. Okay. First off, I want to thank Gail for sending it in. I can't learn anything if I don't hear what patients have to say. And the other thing, there's a lot of responses to this.
And a lot of times they don't have the guts to tell you directly.
You know, that most of them don't, you know. And that's it really saddens me because, you know, in terms of arrogance, I think most people who know me would say that's the last thing place they would go.
That's what I would say.
You know, part of the problem that I think all of us have with patients, and I want to address all the issues she brought up, by the way, but part of the problem that we all have with patients is people come in with a perspective and sometimes an agenda, but they've had previous experiences. Problem with me is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the first PE major to ever enter the UCLA School of Dentistry, and if you don't think that that's a totally different perspective, let me tell you, it is. And so when patients come to see me, who are they seeing? A dentist who's a PE major or a PE major who became a dentist? So the arrogance thing I had a little trouble with. Now, in terms of the specialty thing, let me explain that. 10 years ago, I started a 3-year process on learning about bites and this and that. Now, the reason I send things out of state is that's where everything's accomplished. Matter of fact, I send these appliances, they're done in Albuquerque. Do you know why? I can't get them done here in California. When I'm doing bite stuff, I belong to a small group of dentists who travel from all over the country to learn about this. And matter of fact, your biological dentist cannot learn what we learn in the community here. If I had to rely on the education that the Dental Society provides me, pardon me, but I would be like everybody else because I'm getting what everybody else is getting. So I've had to seek education elsewhere. And it wasn't, you know, you send these things off. Anyway, so in terms of sending things off, that's the way it is. Secondly, I pioneered this therapy in Santa Cruz. I have two other dentists that have followed me, and the reason they followed me is because they saw the results that I was able to accomplish, and they, like me, are truth seekers. And so, you know, that's what went on. In terms of commenting about the other dentists, when someone comes to me and I see something that's not working, then it doesn't, it, I don't want to follow the same pattern where patients been. So when I, particularly this patient or any patient like this, if they come to me, they've got bite problems, I have lots of solutions, but it's still, this is what I can do, and I can't do anything beyond that. So, you know, in the case of this patient, that was true. You know, she was locked into a bite that I couldn't do anything about, and unfortunately, you know, we'd like to believe that everything that's done for us by dentists and doctors and what have you is an A job, and it's not always an A job. I do not comment on, I try not to mention when I see work that I don't think is satisfactory.
Apparently you inferred.
Inferred was, well, you know, that's a tough one too. And the other tough one is, you know, it's an emotionally charged atmosphere all the time. And
there's a lot of ego in this. There really is on well, all parts.
You know, there really is. The problem is just like myself. I'm not throwing stones at the other dentist here. I know myself. You work as hard as you can. You get the best that you can get, and you deliver it to a patient. Certain things don't work as well as others. I've had to redo a good portion of my work, Michael, because you know what? It didn't work.
Wow.
So, you know, I feel for the patient, but I would say the same thing.
And when you redid it, you didn't charge the patient again, right?
In most cases, no, I did not.
Okay. You're listening to the Saturday special on your favorite radio station. Is that an arrogant thing to say? AM 1080 KSCO. It's MZ with a special guest, Dr. David Biles. Why do you think we call it the Saturday special? Because we have special guests. We're going to open the phone lines at 479-1080 in area 831. We already have Mary Lynn in Capitola, Gerard in Santa Cruz, and Jim in Boulder Creek. I think we'll take Mary Lynn's, we'll take one phone call, and then we'll take our commercial break. I understand we have a few minutes of wonderful commercials, and then we will come back and take more of your phone calls right here on the Saturday special. But right now, Marilyn in Capitola. Mary Lynn, how do you say it?
Marilyn.
Okay. Welcome to the Saturday special. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks. You know, I went to Dr. Biles, I don't know, about a year or so ago, and he evaluated everything. I had a root canal that I was having some issues with, and he explained his whole philosophy, and he completely left the decision to me, and it was a really reasonable fee. He took out the root canal, and I don't remember what the cost, but it seemed lower than most dentist that I had been to in the past. I think it was maybe like $350 or $400. And then he made an appliance for my mouth to like replace like a partial bridge. And it cracked. And I took it back. And he fixed it without charging me. And then he made another whole different one that would be more comfortable for me without charging me. I mean, he, as far as I'm concerned, he is like really honest, really ethical. His charges are completely explained up front, and I'm not an easy patient because I'm very dental phobic, and he took care of that. I mean, I think he's great. I don't know what Gail's talking about. I think she just didn't communicate with him.
Maybe that's it. Well, gee, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Balanced comment. That was Marilyn and Capitola. It's the Saturday special. We are open for your questions to Dr. David Biles, who is a dentist on possibly any topic in dentistry. But in his particular specialty and passion is detoxifying the body through dentistry. So if you want to give us a call, the number is 479-1080 in area 831. You can email mz@ksco.com. I've got the email box open. But we'll be back with Gerard and Jim and other callers right after this commercial break. Do stay with us.
If you could create the perfect job, what would it be? Professional fly fisherman, cheese taster, maybe travel guide, mountain climber? Well, it just may be that the perfect job already exists, working right here at your local John Deere dealer. Think about it. You get to spend your whole day driving around on all our John Deere machines, like our Select Series lawn tractors, Easy Track mowers, compact utility tractors, and Gator utility vehicles, not to mention playing with our full line of John Deere attachments. And then you get to offer unbeatable financing and savings up to $400. In fact, the only thing we can think of that would be better than working at a John Deere dealership would be shopping at one. So come visit Pringle Tractor, your local John Deere dealer today, and let's make this deer season even better than the last one. Pringle Tractor in Watsonville and Salinas, or online at PringleTractor.com.
Your electrical problem is no problem when you call Direct Electric. Hello, I'm Priscilla Christie of Direct Electric.
And I'm Dave Christie. Whether your problem is a light switch, breaker box, meter main, or anything in between, Direct Electric technicians will fix it right the first time for the right price. And here's the best part. Direct Electric will not bill you for a service call.
I don't think they heard you, Dave. You better tell them again.
Okay. Direct Electric will not charge you for a service call.
And if you have an electrical emergency, call Direct Electric at 425-1407. I'll rouse Dave and he'll come running.
Priscilla is right. If you have a real electrical emergency, the kind that just can't wait till morning, call Direct Electric and we will come running.
Remember, your electrical problem is no problem when you call Direct Electric. I will take your call.
And I will make certain that your problem gets fixed. Call Direct Electric and ask for your Think Local First discount of $25. 425-1407.
Is calling a plumber too expensive? Why don't you call me, Zoltan, at Egger International at 831-425-4512. You get professional work at handyman prices, fixing any plumbing fixtures, replacing water heaters, electrical repairs and installations, tiles, decks, doors, windows. I can also show you my own patented bidet system or dental jet. Prices starts at $45 an hour. Please call me, Zoltan, at 425-4512. 425-4512. Or go to EggerInternational.com. EGERInternational.com.
You can use the power of stillness to find safety and security. This is not a dream. It's a provable and practical reality. Learn how at a free lecture entitled Safety and Unity, The Power of Stillness for World Peace by speaker Marta Greenwood of England this Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Steinbeck Center in Salinas. A practitioner and teacher of Christian Science Healing who grew up in Iran, Ms. Greenwood will present practical steps you can take to find safety and security. This free lecture is sponsored by the First Church of Christ Scientists Salinas. For more information, call 424-5343. You can find health and happiness, and you can do it with spirit instead of drugs. This is not a dream. It's a provable and practical reality. Learn how at a free lecture entitled Understanding Christian Science Healing by speaker Marta Greenwood of England this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Christian Science Church at 22 Wenham Street in Salinas. A practitioner and teacher of Christian Science Healing who grew up in Iran, Ms. Greenwood will present practical steps to healing the body with the mind. This free lecture is sponsored by the First Church of Christ Scientist Salinas. For more information, call 424-5343.
I've learned a few things cruising this coastline the last 30 years. Let's be clear about it. Dumping sewage anywhere in our waterways pollutes the environment. It's simple. Remember to plan ahead. Boats with holding tanks must pull in and pump out at shoreside pump-out stations. If you have a boat without a holding tank, plan your trip to use shoreside restrooms.
Don't waste away our waterways. Proper disposal of sewage protects our waterways. Dump at the pump.
Hey, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
For more information, visit our website at boatresponsibly.com. Brought to you by the California Department of Boating and Waterways.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Microwave repair.
Robotic arm with controller for eShed industrial arm.
Tesla coil for my rail gun.
Dead tricks upgrades.
Drive for a telescope.
A tube amp for my guitar.
Submersible sensors for NASA.
Ethernet cable for my new iMac.
Solar powered gate.
Instrument panel for an airplane.
Wiring my hot rod.
Upgrading PC system.
Help with home wiring.
Custom audio cables for recording studio.
High voltage electronic ignition circuit.
Building a spaceship.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Nikki, do you know if Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits is going to be at the Boardwalk Bandstand thing this year? He is almost every year.
He's usually there, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't last year. We missed last year.
He might have taken a break and then he'll be back.
Now, what a great showman he is. Yeah, he's terrific. Yeah, you've seen him, David?
No, but I had this album.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits. I believe he lives in the Santa Barbara area, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
Very, very charismatic performer. Welcome back to the closing minutes of hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special. Looks like we got pretty close to jammed phone lines here for Dr. David Biles. We're talking about dentistry. Here's our next caller, Gerard, in Santa Cruz. Gerard, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to talk to Dr. Biles about the cost of what it's going to take to get my teeth fixed, because I have several root canals and all of them are all amalgam in the back, and I had fluoride drops as a kid, and I'm really thinking that it's going to cost me like, what, $1 million to get my teeth fixed? Is what I'm hearing?
No. You know, I wish I'd have a patient that would come in and drop down $1 million. That'd be great. Then I maybe could treat a whole lot more people for free.
Sure.
You know, the honest truth is I don't know. We charge, you know, the best thing to do, and I'm trying to figure out how I can do this on sort of a mass level, and I'm going to be lecturing here actually starting Tuesday nights at my office, and I've entertained the thought of having people show up and taking Panorex x-rays and then sort of showing you how to cost it out, because, you know, a lot of this stuff is fixed and it's determined.
What a great idea. You should do that.
Well, you know.
Don't you think, Gerard? That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Well, do you, sure. To me, it makes sense. It kind of goes back to PE for me, a sort of a screening exam of a bunch of people all at once. I don't see anything.
Sort of like giving a free sample.
Well,
Just a free quote.
You're given, you know, what we charge for a new patient exam doesn't begin to cover all the overhead anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's sort of that way anyway. But what would you think about, would you have an issue coming to maybe a small lecture of 10 or 12 people? Everybody has their own x-ray to look at of themselves. We cover principles and then sort of help you diagnose yourself and figure out what you're going to have done. And then, you know, the fees are pretty well set within some range. There's some wiggle room, but does that sound like a process that makes sense to you?
Yeah, it sounds good to me. Until last year, I'm disabled. I had DentiCal, and DentiCal got sliced. But, you know, only Western Dental would take you anyway, and they're just butchers there anyway. So my teeth, you know, all my fillings look
This is your opinion, not necessarily ours or anybody else's. I want to make that clear.
Well, he's on the speaking side. We're not.
Yeah.
We're listening now.
Yeah.
You know, I understand. You know, I'll tell you what. I'm going to set this format up where I can do that, and we'll try it experimentally. I won't do it this first month of June, but I'll create this so that in July I'll try this with a group of people. We'll announce it on Perspectives, and I'll. Why don't you call in and see if you can? What's your name again?
My name is Gerard. I'm an avid listener. I'm registered on the KSCO website.
Well,
thanks for bringing that up. Everybody should do that. Everybody in the world should do that, whether or not they can receive KSCO over the air. Thank you for bringing that up. Just go to KSCO.com and click community and sign up.
Well,
right.
Well,
it's free.
You know, Gerard, email me or email at david@drbiles.net and reference this call, and I'll tell you in July. We'll invite you personally, and we'll see. We'll try and see if this is something that can work.
David@drbiles.net. What's your phone number, by the way? Somebody else called and wanted to know your office.
831, of course, 423-0121.
Okay.
0321, thank you.
0121.
Okay, Gerard, thanks for calling the Saturday Special. Jim in Boulder Creek, we'll hold you over. We got less than a minute now, though, unless you can, but you're on the air. Jim. Hello, Jim in Boulder Creek. Going once. Going twice. Jenna in Santa Cruz. I guess Jenna has her radio up. So we'll put Jenna on hold because, We won't even try. 479-1080 if you want to give us a call. You will be waiting for a while. Phil in Santa Cruz will be our next caller, but there isn't time. There's only 20 seconds between now and the top of the hour. Then we've got Fox News, a K's commentary, and some other things before we get into hour number two. But, Phil, do stay tuned. We will put you up first next hour. We also have Marcella and Salinas. We're talking with Dr. David Biles about alternative dentistry on KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m.
Radio, I'm Karen Regal. Actor Dennis Hopper has died.
Dennis Hopper sealed his counterculture credentials when he wrote, directed, and starred in Easy Rider.
We got things we want to do, man. Like, I just got to get out of here.
Dennis Hopper went from motorcycles to Vietnam, starring in Apocalypse Now.
If you can keep your head when all about you losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you. I mean, I can't. I'm a little man.
He made a comeback in 1986 with Blue Velvet. That same year, he played a recovering alcoholic in Hoosiers.
You got to squeeze him back in the paint. Make him chuck it from the cheap seats.
Hopper continued with True Romance and the 1994 blockbuster Speed. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Dennis Hopper was 74. He had suffered from prostate cancer. This Memorial Day, business people along the Gulf Coast who depend on vacationers aren't expecting much.
Grand Isle is a small beach town with a big problem, and it's all people can talk about. Like the nation, people here are fixated on that live feed at the mouth of the leak on the Gulf floor. Their fear, even if that leak is capped, oil will continue to bombard the island. Meanwhile, the beaches here remain closed. Fishing has halted and the cancellation calls continue to come in. Keep in mind, these 1,500 residents are used to upwards of 10,000 tourists this Memorial Day weekend. In Grand Isle, Louisiana, Elizabeth Pran, Fox News Radio.
Here comes Agatha, the first named storm of the Eastern Pacific hurricane season. The tropical storm is formed off the coast of Guatemala.
Upwards of 10 to 20 inches possible, and there could be some maximum isolated amounts even higher than that in the mountainous terrain of that region.
Todd Kimberlane is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Now, he doesn't think Agatha is going to grow into a full-fledged hurricane. He thinks it's going to stay at tropical storm level. The hurricane season doesn't officially begin for another couple of days, June 1st. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox and Friends Encore.
I'm Cal Ripken Jr., the legendary Baltimore Oriole.
Cal, you've got a box full of baseball cards today. What's this all about?
Topps was the only company in town a long, long time ago. They recently have become the exclusive card of MLB. To kick that all off, they're actually giving away a million vintage cards in a pack. It's called Million Card Giveaway.
Fantastic.
That goes back. So all the ones, I brought the shoebox.
Like this one, the Mickey Mantle rookie card.
That's the Mickey Mantle 52, the one in vintage condition, I think sold for $250,000. They're not reprints.
Right.
In order to get these, they'll get one out of every six packs, and then you'll have a code in one of the six packs, and you'll go online, and you can either redeem your card or trade them with everybody else, like we used to do when we were young. I think it's the coolest thing to actually celebrate this by by going back and kind of reconnecting you to how you used to love baseball through your baseball card.
Don't miss Fox and Friends weekday mornings on the Fox News Channel.
Thousands of people on the march in Arizona against that state's controversial new immigration law.
People have traveled from California and Texas to join this protest. I see a lot of families, a lot of American flags, and a lot of signs. One reads, Mr. President, where is the reform you promised? Another reads, yes, I've read the law. It sucks. Arizona's new law requires police enforcing another law to investigate a person's immigration status if they suspect the person's in the country illegally. It's scheduled to take effect in late July. Reporting from Phoenix, Christina Assis, Fox News Radio.
Officials in Pakistan say the two men who attacked two Ahmadiyya mosques, killing almost 100 people yesterday, belong to the Pakistani Taliban. The Ahmadis are viewed as heathens by mainstream Muslims in Pakistan for believing their founder was a savior, as foretold in the Quran. Most Muslims believe Muhammad is the final prophet. The U.S. wants Pakistan to launch a military offensive in that part of the country, which is a fairly remote place. Walmart
declaring war on Target.
It's rollback time at Walmart.
Hoping to get its mojo back, Walmart slashing prices with new deep discounts, which came ahead of the holiday weekend. The world's largest retailer counting on things like $1 bottles of ketchup and $4 cases of Coke. In a price war push aimed at rivals like Target, it'll also restore many popular items it stopped carrying that ultimately sent shoppers elsewhere in search of their favorite brands. Walmart was still one of the few beneficiaries of the recession as shoppers traded down to save money. But as the economy recovers, it's having trouble keeping customers who are heading back to the malls. Lori London, Fox News Radio.
The first family is back in Chicago enjoying the holiday weekend. President Barack Obama started his day off by playing some basketball at the University of Chicago Lab School. His daughters attended that school when the first family lived in Chicago. By the way, the president wore a Chicago White Sox cap while shooting hoops. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your Central Coast forecast here. Sunny skies, high of 73. North-northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Low around 50 with the northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 74. And north-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Out on the Monterey Bay, it looks like south winds 5 to 10 knots. Wind waves becoming west 5 to 15 knots in the afternoon with wind waves less than 2 feet and a west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 9 seconds. Tonight out there, west winds 5 to 15 knots, decreasing to 5 knots after midnight. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet in the evening with a west swell of 3 to 4 feet at 8 seconds. And Sunday, west winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell 2 to 4 feet at 8 seconds. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, it looks like clear roads from my point of view, which is good news. Give me a call, 475-1080, if you see something out there I need to let everyone else know about. And the current temperature in Watsonville is 68, in Monterey it's 69, and in Salinas it's 67. We are at 65 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios, and the official time is 11:06 and 40 seconds. On this Saturday, May 29th, 2010, up next, the second hour of the Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
So, Nikki, are you wondering why I'm so frisky today?
Frisky?
Yes.
Frisky's a funny little word for you.
Well, I am.
Okay, and why are you frisky?
Well, because I had such a wonderful, wonderful breakfast.
Oh.
I nuked part two of yesterday's lunch, okay? And yesterday's lunch was my favorite pot roast in the world.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it came from the California Grill in Freedom, which is, and it's right on the corner of Airport Boulevard and Freedom Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
1970 Freedom Boulevard. And what's so cool about this place is that for those of us in Santa Cruz who remember the long-established, wonderful, fabulous Italian restaurant called Adolph's in downtown Santa Cruz, or near downtown Santa Cruz. Yeah, yeah. Just
Water Street Complex.
Yeah, yeah. They had the best raviolis, the best salads, the best Italian food, the best special steaks. Oh, my God. When that place closed a few years ago, I went into depression. I almost couldn't even show up for the radio show. But but what happened? My good friend Dave Allen told me one day, he said, you know, Michael, the California Grill has snagged the chef from the Adolph's restaurant. And I said, no bleep. You're kidding me. And Dave said, no, I'm dead serious. I said, go try it and find it out. And I did. And it was true. It was true. All of the stuff that I was all depressed about, all the wonderful, you know, dishes and, you know, recipes, mm-hmm. and quality steaks and seafood and everything, it was all there. And it was all intact. And everything tasted as good. And so David and I went to lunch there yesterday at Dr. Biles. We were talking about what we're going to do on the show today. And And you were impressed, right?
I was impressed. It was a great lunch.
We both had their special, which was pot roast that just melts in your mouth. And they give you so much. They give you so much that it's enough. You might as well cut the price in half because you really basically get two meals.
Yeah,
at least that was my experience.
Plenty of food. Plenty of food. And
so I had the other half of it this morning for breakfast, and it tasted even better than it did yesterday, and it was damn good yesterday.
You know, I ate mine on the way home. Yep. Last night,
you couldn't keep your hands from.
I was out late, and so I was just picking at it from in the car on the way home.
Oh, that's right. Well, it'll melt in your mouth. Their pot roast and everything they make there at the California Grill is absolutely fantastic, and I've got a thing with the owner whom I've known for many many years, Paul Tarabi, and his lovely wife Neely. Really cool, great people. I just can't help but think that the California Grill would be a place that the entire KSCO audience would really appreciate. It would become maybe close to, if not their favorite restaurant.
You know, I would think so, Michael. And what they're open from 7 to 8, and they serve meals all day long, too.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
And they never close.
Yeah, and the menu is the same day and night. They have breakfast in the morning. I don't know whether they serve breakfast all day. Do you remember that?
I can't
remember. I think they do.
I think they do.
Yeah. But in any case, that's where it's California Grill on Freedom Boulevard of Freedom, California. And if and when you go in, if you agree, you know, with me and David, that the food is superb and the price is more than fair and reasonable, Tell Neely or Paul, and they're always there, nice, ready, and willing to greet you. Tell them that you heard this on KSCO and that they should become regular advertisers on KSCO so that the stream will remain steady there.
There you go.
Okay? Very good. Now, welcome to hour number two. Wait a minute. I can't do that. I can't welcome people to hour number two when we haven't officially started it, so let's do it. We're talking about dentistry, particularly alternative dentistry, and how alternative dentistry can detoxify your mouth and detoxify your body with Dr. Biles on for the next hour.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio 5.
I said, because Nikki isn't there, but she doesn't need to be, because I just realized that she set it up for me to play the Kay's commentary, the brand new one here. So I'm going to do that like so.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This is in honor of Memorial Day. At a time when our current president and other politicians tend to apologize for our country's prior actions, here's a refresher on how some of our former patriots handled negative comments about our country. JFK's Secretary of State, Dean Rusk, was in France in the early 60s when de Gaulle decided to pull out of NATO. De Gaulle said he wanted all U.S. military out of France ASAP. Rusk responded, "Does that include those who are buried here?" De Gaulle didn't respond. You could have heard a pin drop. When in England at a fairly large conference, Colin Powell was asked by the Archbishop of Canterbury if our plans for Iraq were just an example of empire building by George W. Bush. He answered by saying, "Over the years, the U.S. has sent many of its fine young men and women into great peril to fight for freedom beyond our borders. The only amount of land we ever asked for in return is enough to bury those that didn't return." You could have heard a pin drop. A U.S. Navy admiral was attending a naval conference that included admirals from the U.S., English, Canadian, Australian, and French navies at a cocktail reception. He found himself standing with a large group of officers that included personnel from most of those countries. Everyone was chatting away in English as they sipped their drinks, but a French admiral suddenly complained that whereas Europeans learn many languages, Americans learn only English. He then asked, "Why is it that we always have to speak English in these conferences rather than speak French?" Without hesitating, the American admiral replied, "Maybe it's because the Brits, Canadians, Aussies, and Americans arranged it so that you wouldn't have to speak German." You could have heard a pin drop. And finally, this story fits right in with the above. Robert Whiting, an elderly gentleman of 83, arrived in Paris by plane. At French customs, he took a few minutes to locate his passport in his carry-on. "You have been to France before, monsieur?" the custom officers asked sarcastically. Mr. Whiting admitted that he had been to France before. "Then you should know enough to have your passport ready." The American said, "The last time I was here, I didn't have to show it." "Impossible. Americans always have to show their passports on arrival in France." The American senior gave the freshman a long, hard look. Then he quietly explained, "Well, when I came ashore at Omaha Beach on D-Day in 1944 to help liberate this country, I couldn't find a single Frenchman to show a passport to." You could have heard a pin drop. Finally, this has been floating around for a while, but it is timely and really worth repeating. Some people have the vocabulary to sum up things in a way you can understand them. This quote was translated into English from an article appearing in the Czech Republic as published in the Plager Zeitung of April 28, 2010. Quote, "The danger to America is not Barack Obama, but a citizenry capable of entrusting a man like him with the presidency. It will be far easier to limit and undo the follies of an Obama presidency than to restore the necessary common sense and good judgment to a depraved electorate willing to have such a man for their president. The problem is much deeper and far more serious than Mr. Obama, who is a mere symptom of what ails America. Blaming the prince of the fools should not blind anyone to the vast confederacy of fools that made him their prince. The republic can survive a Barack Obama, who is, after all, merely a fool. It is less likely to survive a multitude of fools such as those who made him their president." For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Woo!
Yes.
Yeah, do you agree?
Woo! Woo!
Okay, we are back, and we are beginning hour number two of the Saturday special. On the on hold, we have Phil in Santa Cruz, Jim in Boulder Creek, Mark in Capitola, Jenna in Santa Cruz, Marcella in Salinas, and Anna in Santa Cruz. Not necessarily in that order. We will be taking Dr. Biles. Dr. David Biles is our guest until the Saturday special. You wanted to say do a quick follow-up, but we want to get to all the calls.
Quick follow-up, and then we're going to do all the calls. So I'm looking forward to that. I wanted to share with both the listeners and also the dentists that are listening to this that I tried to bring all these issues through the system. I was heavily involved in organized dentistry. I introduced a resolution in 2003 to educate us about mercury, and I was summarily dismissed from participating in organized dental activities. So I've heard over and over, how are we going to get this information out there? And quite frankly, I think you, the patients, are going to have to continue to go to your dentist and respectfully request that they reconsider taking out your amalgams, taking out root canals. For those who have an ethical problem with removing a tooth that already has a root canal that's been in the mouth, I would suggest that the dentist reconsider and think, when does the patient lose the right to decide whether or not to have a tooth extracted or root canaled? When does the patient have the right to decide to have a tooth out? So, you know, those are the things that we need
to
think about.
If the would you go so far as to say after the dentist is asked by the patient to reconsider. And they do reconsider, and their advice is the same. Keep the damn root canal, that maybe they should think about getting another dentist. Would you go that far?
I would. I would say that it's that harmful. You need to find another dentist, get another opinion, and see. And I would, again, encourage those dentists to start reevaluating what they're doing on the basis of physiology and biochemistry and realize that their education is incomplete.
Okay. Back to the phones. Phil in Santa Cruz, you're on the air.
Well, hi. I'm an acupuncturist and nutritionist, and I've been very much aware of the problem of mercury for a long time, and the same thing with root canals. And I had the good fortune of connecting with Dr. Biles and have him treat me, and I had a candida for the longest time, and I wasn't able to get rid of it. I tried all kinds of things, all kinds of herbs, all kinds of diets. And at times the candida was debilitating. I couldn't really function very well. And after I had my mercury taken out and a number of root canals taken out, I haven't had the candida since then. And each time I had a tooth taken out, it was like I felt like I was reborn. And my mind cleared. I felt energy that I hadn't felt in years. You know, the first time especially, and it was just so powerful that I felt rejuvenated. My body felt rejuvenated.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Well, I have a couple of other things to share, too. The knowledge and skills that Dr. Biles has in terms of pulling teeth, I need to caution, I need to caution, there needs to be a caution for people who are inspired to have their teeth pulled and inspired to have their dentist recommend and, you know, do it. If the dentist doesn't know how to properly scrape the bone afterwards, the infection can be left at the bone. And I was even sent to a specialist to have one of my teeth taken out, and the specialist didn't know how to scrape the bone. And most dentists.
So what happened to you? Did you have one toxin replaced by another?
Well, it's just that there's the possibility that there could have been an infection left.
Okay, so you were lucky, it didn't happen to you, right?
So the tooth was taken out without being scraped properly. However, I lucked out, and it didn't turn out to be a big issue.
How do you know it wasn't scraped properly? You were awake?
I was awake.
Oh, my God. So now you know why it wasn't scraped properly, because you were educated.
Yeah, I was awake, and the fella just barely touched it, and, you know, just barely touched the tissue. And I said, will you please scrape the tooth? And he said, I scraped the tooth. And I said, that's not scraping the tooth. And he said, yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Most arrogant doctors and dentists do not like being told how to do their job.
Right.
And Phil in Santa Cruz, you did a bad thing.
What Phil's referring to is preventing the formation of a cavitation, which is incomplete healing in the bone.
Yeah.
And that has to be done when a tooth is extracted.
Yeah. Well, anyhow.
And the thing that I want to emphasize is there's hardly any dentists that know how to about it or are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I think they don't, maybe they've learned about it, but they don't want to do it, because when you scrape the bone, you hear the crunch, 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 you know, back and forth for about 20 seconds. And some people might get scared unless they, you know, are really.
I would think it's fun.
But as long as
I have the anesthesia,
scary. I think once you know what's going on and you know what needs to happen, it's worth having, you know, being protected from a possible infection from a cavitation.
Right. Okay, Phil, is that it? We got a lot of other callers we want to get to.
There's one more thing.
Yeah, real quick, please.
Is that when the mercury's taken out, a lot of dentists don't know how to take the mercury out. It's got to be taken out in a special, with special equipment. Dr. Biles can say something about that. I've had some patients who went to some dentists and it wasn't taken out properly, and they ended up having mercury poisoning after having the mercury taken out because it wasn't dealt with properly.
Yeah.
So again, there's two things you have to be careful of. You just can't have any dentist do, you know, do this. They have to know what they're doing.
Yeah, there's definitely techniques in this, and I've studied this, again, by leaving the area. I spent 3 years traveling to New Jersey and New York. You take the mercury out with rubber dam, patients on oxygen, a lot of ventilation, a lot of water chunking. There's a technique to it. So
okay.
Thank you for your call. Really appreciate it.
Okay, Phil. Here comes Marcella in Salinas. You're on the air, Marcella.
Hi, MZ and hey. Dr. Bile. Thank you. I want to second what the previous caller said about make sure you take the mercury out properly. My autistic son had to be hospitalized. He had a dentist put in mercury amalgams, and one fell off naturally. The other one, he had to be hospitalized at Kaiser. It was a very intensive procedure. And another thing is I breastfed him for 16 months. You need to warn nursing mothers and pregnant women that if they have these silver amalgams, to remove them, or I don't know if they should even breastfeed because they're adding to the mercury insult of their baby.
Yeah, and even if they do remove the mercury, doesn't it remain in your system for a time?
It still remains in your system, and it has to be chelated out. And Marcel is right. If you're going to consider having a child, quite frankly, you need to have the amalgams removed before you conceive. Before you conceive, because it will cross the placenta and get into the baby, and then once after the baby's born, there you are again. It's crossing. It's in the breast milk as well. So you've got to detoxify before you conceive, and then work on your nutrition. That's how you have healthy babies.
And if you do have a damaged, defective child, you cannot chelate unless they do not have any remaining silver amalgams. And I just want to quote something. Hell has no fury as a sacred cow desanctified. I admire you. I hope they don't pull your license the way they pulled Dr. Andrew Wakefield off license this week in the UK, and he's been vilified. I pray for you. If you rock the boat, you need to beware. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marcella. And I have to tell you, I do have some concern about that. And to be honest with you, after seeing Sheriff Mack a couple weeks ago and listening to some other people, I understand the ramifications of what this is doing to other people and why that I'm a threat to other people. But again, I would invite the other dentists to join me. The other dentists are making their spouses and their children ill by doing what they're doing. So
yeah, you give people a choice, and God bless you for that. Let me just say one thing about Andrew Wakefield. He just gives people the choice of either having a jab or separate vaccines, and for that he's been vilified in the American press, and you're just like him. I just hope you're not the next one. Thank you very much.
Me too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, that opens up a line. In fact, we have several lines open at 479-1080. One of the callers, I guess, hung up when we didn't go directly to them next, but we do have open lines now. And let's go back to the phone lines. Jenna in Santa Cruz. Hello,
is that
Jenna.
Or Janet?
Okay, Janet. Whatever it is, you're the person. So make sure your radio was turned off and you're on the air.
All right, I'm on the air, and I just want to say hi to Dr. Biles, and he's an awesome dentist. Over two years ago, I got sick. I had been to a dentist. I had a lot of dental work done. And maybe 3 weeks later, I stopped processing food. I lost 60 pounds. And for over a year, I laid in bed and I couldn't do anything. And by luck, I got introduced to a holistic doctor who ran these tests. And I had off-the-chart levels of mercury, cadmium, arsenic, and lead poisoning. He told me one of the first things I needed to do is have the mercury removed. Since that point, I had been working with Dr. Biles for over a year. I'm back playing with my children. I'm out doing the things that I need to do. I have emphysema. My lungs have improved. Everything has improved for me. And I just want to thank Dr. Biles for being there and people like him.
Thank you, Janet. I appreciate the call, and I have to tell everybody out there, it's been real special working with Janet because I saw her, I think, hit physical bottom, and she's come up, and she's looking really healthy now. She put on weight, and we've been able to help her breathe, too. And that's, again, an incidental thing that we've discovered through the dentistry we do.
So and the other thing I'm sorry that I wanted to add too is before I met Dr. Bells and my other doctor that I work with, I never heard of amalgam. It was never mentioned to me. I didn't even understand that it existed. So there was mercury poisoning. So you know,
I have lots of them in my mouth. Would you like to have mine for free?
I'm really happy that I don't have much anymore, but thank you. And you know, I just recently got my brown belt in self-defense, and I want to thank Dr. Biles and, like I said, and all holistic people out there for doing what they do.
Okay, Janet, thanks for calling the Saturday special. That opens up a line at 479-1080 in area 831. You can always email us at mz@ksco.com. Mark in Capitola, you're on KSCO.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Biles.
Good morning.
You know, I will certainly state that Dr. Biles is really at the leading edge of dentistry, and he's already helped me at several levels in that area. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was that where this practice really sits is in right inside of the practice of functional medicine, which is basically how alternative medicine is slowly but surely starting to creep into.
It's starting to catch on. I'd use a stronger word than creep in. Maybe you're right and I'm wrong, but I didn't mean to interrupt you, Mark, but totally agree with you.
Yeah, and perhaps that's not the right words, but the point is it's starting to overtake, and part of it is because of patient demand. And one of the things that's going to happen, I think, with this healthcare reform, whether you like it or not, it's put a big stick in the system.
Yeah.
Which the system needed regardless.
Yeah, I agree.
And what I think is going to happen is because it's going, and this hasn't been talked about a lot, but what's really underneath all the legislation and all the proposals and all the policies which are being made is something called outcomes. Focusing on what the real outcome is and not on procedures. And one of the things that Dr. Biles does in his practice and most functional medicine practitioners do is they focus on outcomes. It isn't about the procedure. It's about how do you feel at the end of the day? And David, you know, one of the things that you mentioned to me, which I thought was so great, was a lot of dentists don't ask their patients how the rest of their body is. And I'll stay on the line, but I'll leave it at that for you to comment.
Well, thank you. You know, I started doing that a number of years ago because I began to see the effect that what I was doing on patients, and it was validating. That was one of the reasons, and it was always surprising. I mean, I hear some amazing things. The other night, I can't buy this sort of thing. The other night, a woman told me because of one tooth we had taken out, she went to go have her hair cut and colored and what have you. And the woman who's been taking care of her for the last 15 years said, "Claudia, you don't need to have your hair colored. It's growing out normally now." I mean, you know, that's how involved, how integrated all of this is. And we just don't know. We need to begin to know what effect dentistry is having on our bodies.
Well, it's more than just dentistry. It's in the other direction too.
Exactly.
And that's where the lack of coordination between the disciplines, which you talked about, is such a critical thing to overcome. I think once the conversations get going, and it's a matter of education, and I think the other thing about focusing on outcomes, you're focusing on what you want and not what you don't want. You're not focusing on bad dentistry. You're not focusing on bad medicine. You're focusing on what works for people. And one of the things that we haven't talked about is, you know, there's been a lot of good research that has gone into this that isn't being seen or understood or taught. And
we're exactly right.
Not just the anecdotal results, which of course are valid as well. And I wonder if you could talk to that.
I would like to comment on that. I mean, people say, dentists say, they've been told, and they're just repeating dogma, that there are no studies. There are tons of studies. They're just not in the journals that we're getting. I mean, they talk about this alternative stuff is junk science. No, this is real science. The junk science is the consensus science that the American Dental Association talks about, and it's junk science. Matter of fact, it's political science. It's not science. And that's why I encourage other dentists out there.
Corporate-funded study science.
Exactly. That's why I encourage dentists to go out there and do it for yourself. You are your own investigator. You don't have to read what someone's told you.
This dovetails so nicely to two things that I need to let people know about. Mark, if you listen to KSEO very much?
Not a whole lot, but enough.
Have you heard the promos for the Benjamin Fuchs, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, talks coming up this next week?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah, I hope you'll go, because he'll be at 7 o'clock at the Seacliff Inn in Aptos. And there's a charter school in Salinas. I forget the name of it, but Connie Reeder knows the phone number. That's going to be at 7 o'clock this Thursday. this upcoming Thursday in Salinas. And you can call Connie Reeder at Compliments of Salinas to get free reservations at 422-3400. I expect there may well be standing room only, but we made sure to get an extra large venue at both places. So I think we'll be able to accommodate everybody. And if you've never heard Ben Fuchs speak, as good as he is on the radio here, and he's fabulous on the radio on his program at from 2 to 4 called The Bright Side on Friday afternoons on KSCO, he is just – he's spellbinding. I have never, ever seen this guy talk in front of a group, large or small, where he didn't earn a standing ovation. You know, so you got to go see it, and that's 7 o'clock on Thursday in Salinas, or 7 o'clock on Friday at Seacliff Inn in Aptos. And you can call 429-2222 if you want to get free reservations for that one in Salinas. And we do have a few seats left, so please give us a call. The other thing I wanted to say is that Deadly Recipes is a wonderful, much more current lecture by Dr. Wallach than Dead Doctors Don't Lie, which is about 15, 16 years old now. Deadly Recipes was done a year and a half, two years ago. And in light of all of the healthcare debate going on in the United States right now, this is a lecture that everybody has to hear. You can hear it at your leisure for free. On top, it takes about an hour. And you can go to www.deadlyrecipes.com with or without the www. It'll work. Just make sure you have your speakers turned up on your computer and it'll start playing. This is an absolutely captivating lecture that makes all the sense in the world. So, Pharmacist Ben and Doc Wallach. Mark, thanks for your call.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah, to the Saturday special. Nikki, I think it's time for a commercial break, so why don't we do that? We got a number of other callers, Dave Allen, Mad Mike, Downtown Al, and Juanita, and some open lines, too, at 479-1080. So stay with us. There's more with Dr. Biles coming up after this commercial break.
Ben Lomond Market, Scotts Valley Market. Low price, great savings, quality and service that doesn't always cost you more.
I'm Andy, the produce manager at Ben Lomond Market. This week in produce, we are featuring California large apricots, $1.47 a pound, and California red cherries, $3.49 a pound. We also have California red leaf, green leaf, and romaine lettuce for 99 cents each. In organics, we have California large Haas avocados, 99 cents each. And from Mexico, large slicing tomatoes, $1.87 a pound. Remember, we have samples of our fresh produce throughout the day, so come and enjoy this week's produce features at Ben Lomond Market and Scotts Valley Market. Have a great Memorial holiday.
Scotts Valley Market, Ben Lomond Market. Compare and save. Be sure to check their weekly price comparison sheet. Please visit them at mylocalgrocer.com.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty together again. So they did the smart thing and took Humpty to the McCollum Wellness Center in Santa Cruz.
Hello, I'm Dr. Duncan McCollum, chiropractor and director of the McCollum Wellness Center. If you've had a recent accident or injury, have a chronic pain or illness, or just want to feel better, you can find help at the McCollum Wellness Center in Santa Cruz. At McCollum Wellness, we specialize in the proven pain relief techniques that can put all of your pieces together so you feel whole and healthy again.
Feel whole and healthy again. Call McCollum Wellness Center in Santa Cruz and ask for the free, no-obligation Humpty Dumpty consultation. That's McCollum Wellness Center, 459-9990, 459-9990, or McCollumWellnessCenter.com. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Don't put off till next year what you can create today. With great deer season deals going on right now, you don't have to wait another day to get your project started with John Deere. Unbeatable financing options and savings up to $400 off make today the day for you to own a new John Deere. Great deals on versatile select series tractors, efficient easy track mowers, powerful compact utility tractors, and unstoppable Gator utility vehicles, as well as amazing savings on dozens of incredibly versatile attachments, mean John Deere has the value you want on the tools you need to take your vision from your head to your land today. John Deere has the great deals to get you started. The only question is, what will you create? For details on savings and financing options, see Pringle Tractor, your local John Deere dealer this deer season. Pringle Tractor in Watsonville and Salinas, or online at PringleTractor.com.
I've learned a few things cruising this coastline the last 30 years. Let's be clear about it. Dumping sewage anywhere in our waterways pollutes the environment. It's simple. Remember to plan ahead. Boats with holding tanks must pull in and pump out at shoreside pump-out stations. If you have a boat without a holding tank, plan your trip to use shoreside restrooms.
Don't waste away our waterways. Proper disposal of sewage protects our waterways. Dump at the pump.
Hey, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
For more information, visit our website at boatresponsibly.com. Brought to you by the California Department of Boating and Waterways.
You can use the power of stillness to find safety and security. This is not a dream. It's a provable and practical reality. Learn how at a free lecture entitled Safety and Unity, The Power of Stillness for World Peace by speaker Marta Greenwood of England this Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Steinbeck Center in Salinas. A practitioner and teacher of Christian Science Healing who grew up in Iran, Ms. Greenwood will present practical steps you can take to find safety and security. This free lecture is sponsored by the First Church of Christ Scientists, Salinas. For more information, call 424-5343. You can find health and happiness, and you can do it with spirit instead of drugs. This is not a dream. It's a provable and practical reality. Learn how at a free lecture entitled Understanding Christian Science Healing by speaker Marta Greenwood of England this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Christian Science Church at 22 Wenham Street in Salinas. A practitioner and teacher of Christian Science Healing who grew up in Iran, Ms. Greenwood will present practical steps to healing the body with the mind. This free lecture is sponsored by the First Church of Christ Scientist Salinas. For more information, call 424-5343.
Is that a Moog synthesizer?
What?
Is that a Moog synthesizer?
Moog.
Yeah.
Oh, just...
That's you might know what it Moog is.
You're much too young to know.
M-O-O-G?
Yeah.
I have a coat with Moog on it, and I never knew what it was.
Oh.
Now I know what it is.
Yeah, Switched on Bach. See if you can do a search for Switched on Bach on what is it, Rhapsody, and you can come up with some of the Switched on Bach stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, and maybe play it, you know. Well, that's the break for today.
That was Walter Carlos, wasn't it?
You know, I can't remember.
I think he was, Walter Carlos did Switched on Bach.
Oh, okay. You know, anyhow, forget. I can't do that very good. We're talk very, very well, to be grammatically correct. Okay.
Correct.
All right. How many minutes do we have? We got 13 minutes remaining. No, 17 minutes remaining. 18 minutes remaining on the hour number two of the Saturday teeth and dentistry and savior. Save your body special. All right. And then we got a whole bunch of people waiting to go on the air here. And only one open line. So if you want to get on, give us a call, 479-1080. Dave, our Dave.
Hey, 10 minutes ago, he said, lines are open.
Yeah. And now they're jammed. Well, that's why I said the lines are open, because I wanted people to not think that now that's... Yeah, okay.
So I called
Dave, I understand you're coming. You're one of our KSCO celebrities. It's my understanding that maybe several, if not most, or all of the KSCO celebrities will be present at the Pharmacist Ben Speak.
Well, there's
so if for no other reason, If you couldn't care less about what Ben is going to say, and I can't imagine that you would be in that category, you should show up just to be idly curious, because you've always wanted to see if these people do indeed have great faces for radio.
What's the
like
face
Dave
behind
and
the
like,
radio?
Like me and like a great face for radio.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean that's where it should stay. It shouldn't be on television or anywhere where it's visual. Because most people are very, very disappointed at what we all look like. Right, Dave?
I'm thinking about shaving my head.
Okay. All right.
It'll appear smaller. I might get the Dave Michaels buzz cut.
What'd you call about Dave Allen?
Oh, what have I missed?
Like an hour and three quarters.
I was on the phone. International.
Tune into the podcast, okay? Go to KSCO.com, then go to Saturday, go to podcast, and then Saturday special.
That won't be ready for a couple of hours.
Okay.
Poor Dennis Hopper died.
We know. It's very sad. He was the very first guest on the very first Rifleman. In 1958.
I remember that episode, too.
Yeah, so do I.
He was immensely intelligent.
Yes, he was. That's exactly right. It always comes in threes. First it was Art Linkletter, then it was Gary Coleman, and now we know who the third one is.
Art Linkletter left the movie?
Yes, he did.
When?
Wednesday.
Oh. Well, his troubles are over.
Or maybe it was Thursday. No, he didn't have any troubles, but that's okay. Come on, Dave.
Anyway,
there's a lot of people who want to talk to Dr. Biles about in dentistry. So.
By the way, just as earlier this week, England is banning any doctors that don't believe in vaccination. Did you see that?
Banning them, taking their licenses?
No, they won't be allowed to go into England.
Well, you know, if people start watching Law & Order from a different point of view, they've put a hit piece out on people that are anti-vaccination.
That's right.
And it's amazing. So there's clearly there is a movement to marginalize people who don't want to be vaccinated or immunized.
Makes you wonder.
Not
and,
at all.
And with the new Obamacare, what they call Obamacide, if you don't want to get root canal or get fluoridation or get vaccination, you'll probably be put onto a list.
Yeah.
If you want to find out all about Obamacide, be sure to listen to the Deadly Recipes. Go to deadlyrecipes.com and have your speakers turned up.
By the way, you will not
be able to turn it down. It's so captivating.
I had an uncle who was studying in the 50s to be a physician, one of my favorite uncles. All of a sudden, he came down with MS. I remember him going from crutches to a cane to a wheelchair. Anyways, he died about 20 years ago. One of the last pictures of him laying in the hospital bed smiling, his mouth was full of amalgam.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really wonder since then, I would research that stuff. He probably died from mercury poison.
Could be, probably.
Diagnosed as MS. Nobody in our family has MS anywhere.
Okay.
But hundreds of relatives, nobody.
So Dave, thanks for calling. We got to get to all the others.
Yeah.
Okay, appreciate it. That was Dave Allen. Here's Juanita in Watsonville.
Hello?
You're on.
Yes, yeah. I had Dr. Biles remove a whole bunch of amalgams for me a few years ago, and it was like night and day. But here's another thing I want to say, because time is of the essence. Sheriff Mack has priority. I mean, he supersedes the federal government, right, in the county?
The sheriff is the chief legal officer, and
he's not a sheriff anymore.
I don't know if anybody has thought of this, but can't he stop fluoridation from coming into the county?
Your question?
Yeah.
I think technically not, because what Sheriff Mack brought about was that there's dual sovereignty in the country and we have states' rights. The problem is that the law is a state law, not a federal law. So the state does have the right to do what they want to do to us.
Would KSCO land like to have...
But he supersedes the president also.
But it's not... See, how he does that is on the basis of states' rights. And in this case, it's not the federal government telling you you have to be fluoridated. It's the state that's mm-hmm. telling you that. So the state is entitled to do that.
Okay.
So that's right. Where we can't trump them. But it's a good thought.
Juanita, right. Thanks for your
Thank
call
you.
To
okay,
the Saturday
bye.
Special. Before we go to Downtown Al, I want to put it out. Sheriff Mack would be an excellent guest for the Saturday special.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I should keep trying to get him.
Absolutely.
I've been in contact with him a couple times via email. and certain dates don't work.
I have to tell you, Michael, I was at that event with Donald Davidson, and there were 233 people there, the biggest event they've ever had. And they did a survey of how did people get there, and over 70% got there because of the radio and probably this radio station.
Oh.
So, you know, people need to get out of their armchairs. They do need to go to city council meetings. We were going to talk about that briefly, too.
Real quick.
The election in Watsonville.
Others.
Here we go again. You know, we've been going down there to try and keep fluoride out of the water. Uh-huh. You know, people really watch how the legislators work. You've got the mayor down there who thinks it's okay to accept close to $40,000 in campaign funds, and it's not going to influence his decision-making process on a contract with the people that are giving him the money. And then he gets support from two other council people.
Some names.
Well, Mayor Luis Alejo is running for the 28th Assembly District.
So he's a louse, right?
He's you said that, and then.
I'm asking for your opinion. I don't even know the guy. You cannot use my term or use it, but he's basically a louse, is what you're saying.
I would
right?
tell you he's ethically compromised, and I think the two council members, Burseman and Rivas, who are supporting him, are in the same boat.
Yeah, okay.
You can't let these people get to the state. So stay active, everybody out there.
So what's your version to using the word louse?
It's not a term I use often.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, Downtown Al, you're on the radio with Dr. Biles and MZ.
Hey, Dr. Biles.
Hi, Al.
Yeah, you're so urbane and diplomatic and refuse to call people louses. But anyway,
louse.
Anyway.
So he's a louse, right? You said that, I didn't.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you mean. Why don't you just say what you mean? So everybody will understand.
I can't be quoted.
I appreciate that sort of integrity anyway. Yeah.
Thank you.
But, you know, I'd really like to hear some talks by you. I know a long time ago I heard you were doing a talk and I called up your office and for some reason I was mixed up and it happened a week before. And I think it'd be great if you did some stuff kind of like, you know, Ben Fuchs is going to do. I mean, I know you do a lot of this stuff out of the goodness of your heart, and there isn't really any sort of incentive tied to it. You know, I don't know that you'd really need extra patients, but I think it'd be great if you talked about, like, nutrition for dental health and that sort of thing.
Well, you know, here's what's happening. If you read the connection, I'm taking over a full page in the June issue, and I'm going to continue with that, and I'm starting a lecture series that's going to be, at least in June, it's going to be every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 8:30.
Great.
And we're going to follow that up with lectures on Wednesday and Thursday on alkaline lifestyle support and live blood cell analysis, and then Thursday night, healing through hydration. And yeah, I am going to do more of that. And the goal is to get a critical mass where I can speak to larger groups of people. And I'm tying that into Doc Wallach's business, quite frankly, because if indeed I ever have to be concerned about having a livelihood because I come under too much duress, I don't want to be honest with you, I don't want to be silenced. I'm here to do a lot more than just hands-on stuff. At least I think that. And so you will hear more lectures. And
well, good. And
thank you.
You know, it's kind of interesting that you didn't announce this. I mean, you should.
Well,
it's
coming up.
When the movie stars go on, they're always like on the talk shows. They're always announcing their next movie or the book.
It's better if it gets dragged out of them by one of the callers.
I know. And, and the other thing I would like to say too is to be honest with you, we all need patience, and I need a steady flow of patience too.
Okay.
So that's I'm not in any hurry to do the wrong thing for anybody. So it's much easier to see a large number of patients where you're guiding them through this process, because some patients take 2 or 3 years to get healthy.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of belief to go on too, but keep your eyes posted on the Connection magazine, and thanks again for the call, Al.
Thanks, Al. We got four other people. Here's Mad Mike in Santa Cruz. You're on the air.
All right, I'm on.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I have a couple issues. One is about what he's talking about, the mercury and all this stuff like that. When I was in the military, they used us as guinea pigs. They put us, not only with the fillings in your dental work, mercury, whatever, God knows, whatever the hell. This swine flu shot, smallpox, it just shot us all up with all this stuff. And when I got out, I had the misfortune of coming under the Department of Correction, where it's really, they're saying best care is a lot better than the Department of Correction care, where their solution to everything is just yank everything out. But even if you have a minor problem, you lose your teeth. That's why I'm missing a lot of teeth right now, because I had no choice but to have them pulled out or suffer in pain. an agony. And I believe I got a lot of poison in me, mercury, so I got kind of lethargic and all that. And but I was trying to say it helps. It does with your physical, it affects your physical health, your mental health, and so same thing as sleep deprivation.
Uh-huh.
You know. And I'm a homeless vet right now. And,
oh wow.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for to get some help, stuff like that. I have suffered mental health issues and stuff like that. And my whole problem is exacerbated by the fact, you know, we're talking about, it's a myriad issue, like the city council and stuff like that, Neil Cooney and all them, their relentless attack against the homeless. You know, even a rat has a right to have a hole to go through to sleep. And it's a lot of mental and physical health exacerbated by not only dental problems, but there's a lot of homeless people, you know, with bad teeth problems and stuff like that. And instead of them, they could, you know, put some of these people on the fast track. There's a lot of people who get Section 8 housing and stuff like that, or help, or people who already got houses or plugged into somewhere like that. A lot of people who are out there in the street, they just get to the point where they just give up hope, and they're just caught in this cycle of drug addiction and alcoholism, and they fall into the crack and they drop. A lot of my friends are dropping one by one. I mean,
Mike, we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to are you calling on a cell phone?
Yes, I'm calling on a cell phone.
Well, can you somehow get your cell phone to us at the station? Maybe we can call you and arrange to do a program on homeless and the issues and so forth. We'd like to do that.
Okay.
But we do have to move on to our other callers now, okay?
Okay.
So please call the station during the week and make sure we can get hold of you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Here's Sonny and Coralitos. You're on the KSCO Saturday Special, Sonny.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm a patient of Dr. Bile, and yes, my health took several years to become healthy because of my teeth. But one thing that I really appreciate in Dr. Bile, not only his integrity, but his intelligence. This guy that only goes to special classes and meeting and educational workshop. He trains his personnel. I mean, Lola, the assistant that she has, she's fabulous. The manager in the office, her name is Bobby, also well-trained to understand what's going on with his work, with the patient. So he's a well-rounded dentist that has integrity. And he's right there for you doing what he thinks you need with your consent. He doesn't treat you like a dodo. He talks to you to his level.
Doctor, he, no dodo.
And that's what is so good about this doctor.
I'm going to call you Doctor No Dodo. Okay, hey, Sonny, thank you so much for your kind testimonial. Okay, here comes Bert in Aptos. You're on the Saturday Special, Bert.
Hello, my first time listening to your program. It's a great program.
Oh, Dr. you Miles. Ain't seen this is a lousy program compared to all the others. No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. Go ahead.
I'll have to go for a podcast or something like
yeah.
that. Anyway, the two issues that have plagued me for years now in my studies on this is the fluoride and the mercury, and they call it silver amalgam fillings, but isn't it over 50% mercury?
A silver filling is over 50% to 55% mercury, yes. A silver.
And didn't the original, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's a misnomer.
It is. And didn't the original controversy go back to about 1820s or 1830s, and the ADA broke off from the original over the controversy of mercury?
Yeah, initially, way back when, a couple of French brothers brought mercury fillings into the country, and the Dental Association at the time thought it was bad, and they made all their members sign a pledge not to use it. Well, after a while, again, it's a great economical sort of poison to use. That they went under, the association went under, and out of that arose the American Dental Association.
Yes, so, and you, sir, are, doctor, you're a member of the ADA, are you not?
You know, at the moment, I still am, and I'm seriously reconsidering withdrawing that support because...
Because they might kick you out anyway?
No, I don't know. That's actually harder to do.
Really?
Yeah, but I've tried to work within the system.
I don't mean to be flippant about this, but... Yeah, I mean, I would think that, you know, if you start making waves on the radio like this and so forth, and getting a lot more public, they'll want to kick you out.
There's some other issues around that. I don't even know if I want to go there on that.
Yeah.
They do put pressure on dentists who are not fitting into their norm.
Yeah, just like medical doctors, for sure. Bert, we got to move on. Thanks for calling.
Well,
hope you'll call
you
again.
Much. You
take care.
Bye.
Keep listening
thanks
to AM 1080 KSCO, your present or certainly future favorite radio station. Last caller today is Julia in Capitola. You're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Biles.
Hi, Julia.
I was just calling in because I just wanted to say how much I love the work you did on my gums. When I came in, my gums were it was such a gummy smile. And this one procedure,
who you're talking to?
Yes, I know who I'm talking to. Has that been really helpful?
I love it. Like, I love smiling now. I'd always,
speaking of gums, I went to the dentist a while back.
And, thank you, Julia.
And he said my teeth were in great shape, but the gums got to come out.
Well, in Julia's case, we were able to help her have a pretty smile without a lot of too much involvement. It was nice. It was relatively easy and another leap of faith. But she went there, and thanks for the feedback. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. Painless, too.
Thank you.
So one negative and about 15 positives, that's not a bad record. And the negative might turn into a positive someday because you met it head on. Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. I've got less than a minute left. Anything else you want to say, Dr. Biles, before we are finished?
I want to thank you, Michael, for giving me the opportunity to bring this to people. You know, it's going to take patience going back to dentists and talking to the dentist and educating them.
Like all the TV network things, ask your dentist about this. If they get asked enough, they'll say, well, maybe I better learn about this.
And then, when they use my name as the reference point, just be kind to the dentist and say, maybe there's another way. Take another look.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like.
Okay.
Thanks.
So your program twice a month is Perspectives.
Yep.
It's not today, but I mean, Perspectives will be on today next, but you won't be hosting.
No, I'm the second and third Saturdays of the month.
Okay. Nikki, thank you very much for the for your fabulous job as always. And that's the end of the program for today.
That's all, folks.
KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It is 12 noon and it's time for Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. Legendary actor Dennis Hopper is done.
I got things we want to do, man. I just got to get out of here.
From Easy Rider to Apocalypse Now.
What are they going to say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies. What are they going to say about him? What are they going to say? He was a kind man. He was a wise man. He had plans. He had wisdom.
Hopper was the voice of a generation. He was nominated for 2 Academy Awards, but had a somewhat erratic career, as he was known for being difficult to work with. It was March when Dennis Hopper got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and it was October when it was announced that he had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Dennis Hopper was 74 years old. This Memorial Day weekend will be the first definitive proof of just how fiscally damaging the oil spill in the Gulf truly is.
It's playing on TVs all over the country.
The beaches are clean. The seafood is fresh. And the national parks are open.
The television spot, part of a $250,000 ad campaign paid for by BP, that tourism boards from Mississippi to Florida hope will shed bad images vacationers now get when thinking of booking trips to the Gulf.
The Gulf Coast is open for business and for fun. So come on down.
It shows clean and serene beaches and happily roaming marine wildlife. And no tarballs. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
Meet Agatha. The tropical storm formed in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Guatemala today with maximum sustained winds of 40 miles an hour.
Agatha is located about 170 miles west-southwest of Puerto de San Jose, Guatemala. And the storm is moving toward the east-northeast at about 5 miles per hour.
That's Todd Kimberlane with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
John Travolta and wife Kelly Preston may have a bun in the oven. Both announced on their websites they're expecting a new addition to the family. It's not entirely clear what that addition is, but it certainly sounds like there's a baby on the way. A British tabloid reports Nicolas Cage only eats animals whose sex lives he can respect. The Sun writes Cage feels fish and birds are very dignified in their mating, but pigs, not so much. Shock rocker Marilyn Manson and girlfriend Evan Rachel Wood will star in the retro slasher flick Splatter Sisters. The creator says starring in a sexed-up serial killer franchise is a role Manson was born to play. And Tim Burton first started tinkering with the Japanese comic Mai, the Psychic Girl, 20 years ago, and one source claims the story of a young girl with psychic powers has grabbed his attention again. In Hollywood, Adam Housley, Fox News.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
Protests in Arizona over that state's new immigration law, where anyone who looks like they can be illegal can be questioned about their status.
Thousands are gathering at a Phoenix park, preparing to march about 5 miles to the state capitol. A lot of people holding signs directed at the president, asking, where is the reform you promised and where is the change? One man I talked to says he not only hopes these protests lead to reform, but also a better understanding of the Latino community's contributions to America. Reporting from Phoenix, Christina Estes, Fox News Radio.
Inaccurate information and flawed analysis. That's what a military report says led to a February attack that killed almost 24 civilians in Afghanistan. The report says those operating the drone aircraft didn't pay attention to signs that civilians were in the vehicles that wound up being hit by American missiles. The attack happened at the time when NATO forces were redoubling efforts to avoid killing civilians. Nurses in Minnesota in California planning a walkout. The nurses there are upset about required overtime and other issues. They're threatening to walk out if their negotiating team does not manage to agree on a compromise. Walmart to Target. Beat this price. $1 ketchup and not store brand ketchup. We're talking Heinz. Those are among the rollbacks Walmart is rolling out for Memorial Day weekend. Walmart is the world's largest retailer. It's hoping to light a fire under sluggish business and get their customers back from rivals like Target and Kmart. All told, Walmart is cutting prices on 22 top-selling items, hoping to lure shoppers back into the stores. Hawaii is the first state in the nation to ban the possession of shark fins. The governor signed the bill prohibiting the possession, sale, or distribution of shark fins. The law takes effect in July. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.